This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. I'm your host, Jim Z. Thanks for tuning in. Big episode this week. Lots to say. You're going to want to listen to all of this because there's some good stuff coming up here and plenty of ways you can save money this Doc Dog season. Let me start by going over some of the events that are happening this weekend. Presented by Blue Buffalo and Keystone Doc Dogs, it's the Winter Meltdown, Friday through Sunday in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And also presented by Zooks, it's Heart of Texas Doc Dogs presents the Texas Paw Party in Spring, Texas this Saturday and Sunday. Information about both of those events, location, directions, and details are located on the Doc Dogs website at docdogs.com. Okay, a couple of big things in this episode. First of all, Blue Buffalo. They launched the Doc Dogs Team Ambassador Program. If you didn't see it already, it's up with details on the Doc Dogs website and on the Facebook page. This can be a great way for you to save some money if you can be selected one of the ambassadors for Blue Buffalo. It's $50,000 total, and they're going to spread that out over 10 different teams. And we're going to be talking with Grant Reeves, the president and CEO of Doc Dogs, who's going to provide some more details about that. There's a link to the form and everything so that you can learn more and find out how you can apply to be a Blue Buffalo team ambassador. Also, here's a great way for you to save some money. In honor of the clocks moving forward and daylight savings this weekend, it is the Spring Forward Doc Dogs 20% off credit sale. That's right, this Sunday only. Pay attention, this Sunday only. 20% off as many Doc Dogs credits as you want to buy. Now, there's going to be a form that's going to go out to those who have provided an email address to Doc Dogs in the past through your registration or whatever. And also, the form will be available on the Doc Dogs Facebook page and on their website. The official rules are that that form has to be completed and emailed to Doc Dogs. The email address is on the form, and that has to be sent in this Sunday as we move the clocks forward, and only this Sunday. Not before, not at 12 a.m. Monday, not at 11:59 p.m. Saturday. Got to be on Sunday, otherwise it will not be processed. But you can buy as many credits as you'd like. The form, again, will be emailed to you, or it's available online. And you email that to Doc Dogs at the address that's on the form on Sunday to receive your 20% off. So all kinds of different ways that you could potentially be saving money this Doc Dog season just by paying attention, looking for these forms, and taking advantage of these programs. Okay, coming up in this episode, I have a couple of interviews. Great episode coming at you. A little long. Apologize for that, but I think you'll enjoy it. First, I'm going to be talking with John Shraw. A lot of us know him as Beach from Doc Dogs Canada. He's joined with me, with Grant Reeves, the CEO and president of Doc Dogs. And we're talking about some Doc Dogs Canada things. We're talking about the Blue Buffalo Team Ambassador Program. We're going to get some good details from Grant on that. And we're also doing a little bit of talking about some of the regional championships that are coming up, a little bit of the rules that apply to that, and just some good general Doc Dogs information all around. So right now, here's my interview with John Shraw and Grant Reeves from Doc Dogs.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Radio Doc Dogs, two special guests here. I am talking with John Shraw from Doc Dogs Canada. You may know him as Beach. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going out there?
And the president and CEO of Doc Dogs himself, Grant Reeves. Hey, Grant.
Back for another round of abuse from you, Jim. Here I am.
Why does he say that? I've always been good to him.
But I haven't been here with him yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now we can do some tag teaming, Beach.
Yes.
So we just want to talk about a few things that were going on in the world of Doc Dogs coming up, of course, that affect everybody. Some of the stuff, first of all, going on in Canada this year. We were just talking about the Eastern Canadian Regionals in Bowmanville.
Yeah, this year we're going to be doing it at a facility in Bowmanville, Ontario, which is just on the east side of Toronto. It's at Canine Central, and Morgan Jarvis is the host there. She has a wonderful facility with on-site camping, so anybody that wants to hang out and sit by the campfire and have some, her husband makes fabulous jerk chicken too.
Wow.
And I'm sure we can probably convince him to make some of that. It's a really good time. Like I say, it's just outside of Toronto too, so there's lots of hotels in the area. It'll be a lot of fun.
Cool. And as the systems are set up this year for the regionals, it's like a double whammy because you can also get in that one regional at this location if you're trying to get any kind of qualification from your regional rankings, where you, whereby you need to have two separate regional events, even if they are the same location.
So, no, you're talking about facility.
I'm sorry, sanctioned facility, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Regionals don't count towards facility events. You have to go to two separate facility events and or a regional, which is separate.
So regional. So if I go to regionals, I don't get any credit because it's a sanctioned facility.
That's correct. The regionals are standalone events. They do not count towards your facility rankings.
Oh, see, learn something every day. Okay, that's good to know.
That's a good reason he's here tonight, Jim.
Exactly.
That's why they pay me the huge money I never get paid.
We all know you're just back at the office rolling in your money with the door closed on your office.
Yeah, yeah. All that copper, calls. All that copper, because they don't take pennies in Canada anymore.
What else is going on? There's some club events in Canada, right, Beach?
Yeah, Ontario Dock Dogs have a couple of new events this year. There's one in Mississauga at a pet festival.
Cool.
And there's another one down by Windsor for all our American friends at Amherstburg.
Okay.
You have to check the calendar.
That could be like a true cross-border challenge.
Yeah.
Canada versus United States.
But there would be no challenge. The Canadians are going to kick butt.
We just have to sick the Ohio Buckeye crowd on you with Tina's Jello shots and you guys would lose right out of the gate.
I don't know. We got some pretty strong competitors in Canada these days.
There are. There's always great dogs up in Canada. Not to mention you still got one of the world record holders.
Yes. Yep, Mike and Taz.
Yep.
Still tight, 31 feet.
Still a lot of events other than that in Canada. I know we were just talking about, we don't have all the information. We're going to lay out all the details right here, but I heard Nova Scotia?
Yeah,
Toronto?
East Coast
of Canada. West Coast.
Whistler again, we're looking forward to.
Yeah, Whistler, Victoria.
Vancouver Island.
Wow. That's
a few things in Alberta coming up, too. So it's we keep expanding and growing to new markets. And
Northern Ontario. There's a couple of events in Northern Ontario this year as well.
Yep, and then we're back in Quebec also, which is huge.
Yeah.
For any of our American friends that want to come up and have a great time, Quebec's always a very interesting province to go visit. Lots of fun. They really get behind any kind of sporting event, period.
You're going to see the Glycoflex stock up in Canada a couple times as well.
Oh, very cool.
And the joint supplement, new sponsor.
Yeah.
That's going up there, too, for a couple events.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, some of those events, I keep thinking, man, I would like to go back to Montreal. I got to be honest, Montreal is, if there's something in that area, I'm not a big world traveler, but I've been to, you know, a few other places that are out of the country, but I've never felt so out of the country as when I went to Montreal.
Well, there's a snack event in Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Sherbrooke, Quebec, Quebec City and Montreal for the snack events. They're a big pet expo in Quebec.
The crowds are like no other.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crowds. It's always a lot of fun in Quebec.
And they speak really funny in the announcing, so no matter even if you jump big or small or short or fat or whatever you call yourself, it sounds really exciting because it's all in French.
Yeah, and for anybody that's a bit of a history buff, too, Quebec City's one of the older cities in Canada, too, so there's a lot of history, a lot of really neat buildings and stuff,
things
too.
To see and do, yes. Beyond the dock and pool.
Yes.
Very cool.
Which is always neat.
Yeah, that is very cool. Some of the big events, well, we talked about this in the last event, but there, last episode, but there's some big ones that have been announced in the U.S. too, the GoPro Mountain Games coming up.
It is filling up quick.
Yeah, just open for registration, too. And
I heard EV's almost full. That's what I heard a rumor of.
Really? Talking about border battles, well, there's always Frankenmuth, and it's always a great combination of the Americans and Canadians coming together, and it's never really been a battle. It's more like a big party.
Well, just everybody has a great time in Frankenmuth.
They do.
And then on the same weekend now, I don't even know if it's on the calendar yet, but we're going to Cabela's.
Yes.
Where the Three Rivers Dock Dogs does their event in Labor Day. We're at the same Cabela's store for the
in
long
Wheeling.
Weekend in May in Wheeling. It's like 6 or 8 hours from Cabela's or from Frankenmuth. But apparently that's going to be an over-the-top, and it's a wild card event as well. So that's pretty big.
Awesome. That there's so much going in Dock Dogs. Dock Dogs does more events in one weekend, it seems, than someone else does the whole year.
It's going to be a crazy, crazy summer.
It is. But that's great. I mean, everybody keeps asking for more events. Where's more events? Where's my events? And they just keep building. But Grant, you have some big news to tell us about as well, something pretty exciting that I think a lot of the competitors are want to listen to.
Radio Doc Dogs will be right back.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's Glycoflex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. Glycoflex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
That sponsor rocks. Welcome back to the show.
But Grant, you have some big news to tell us about as well, something pretty exciting that I think a lot of the competitors want to listen to.
Yeah, I mean, as of the recording of this, we announced the new Blue Buffalo Ambassador Program. And that's pretty big. I mean, a $50,000 budget designated to go towards individual teams as part of the overall sponsorship of Doc Dogs Worldwide. And Blue Buffalo, you know, primarily focused in the United States this year, but 10 different teams are going to get $5,000 in sponsorship program, each individual team.
Wow.
That could be you and your dog, or you and three dogs, or you and your family competing with dogs, you know. But reality for me, when I looked at the program and they asked me recommendations, I wanted to make sure we were sharing the wealth, so to speak. And up to $3,000 in Blue Buffalo food between now and the end of Worlds.
Wow.
As well as $2,000 in terms of reimbursement for, you know, travel expenses and accommodations while competing at sanctioned events in Doc Dogs. So that's, I mean, that's a significant amount of money, $5,000 per team. And we're gonna vet all the contracts and all the resumes that come in. We're going to, you know, make sure that all the qualifications are met. And then we're going to forward them on to Blue Buffalo's head office at their marketing team. And they're going to pick 10 teams. It's all going to happen inside a week. So you get them. It's announced this weekend. You got to have your resume in by next weekend, and the following weekend, the 10 teams will be out there competing.
Jeez, oh man, that's going to be fantastic.
Do I have to be a Super Elite competitor, or Elite, or Nitro, or
the funny thing about it is they're not actually looking for just top performance dogs. They're looking for well-rounded dogs, lap dogs, youth handlers, veteran dogs. It's all about how you fill out the answer, the Q&A sheet, and the resume, and the one sheeter that you put in, because it's a pretty, when you look at the complexity of the questions they're asking, they're really looking for true ambassadors for their product, and true ambassadors for their product living an active and a healthy lifestyle with their pets. It's all about pet parenting with them, and I can tell you right now, it doesn't matter what division you're in, no division's off limits.
Wow.
No discipline's off limits.
That's pretty cool, Jim.
It is.
That's exciting.
That could like pay for someone's season of Doc Dogs between the food and the expenses.
You know, people think, well, I don't need the food. But if you think about it, if you're willing to step up to the gate, be Blue Buffalo sponsored, either you already are or switch to Blue Buffalo, and we've done our homework. We don't partner with just anybody. We've done our homework. It's a quality food.
Oh, yeah.
The $3,000 you would spend on food, especially if you have more than one dog at home, that's money in the bank. And then another $2,000 in reimbursements for travel expenses and accommodations. That's somebody's season and then some.
Well, and you said one important word there, quality food. We're not just talking about the local supermarket buy the cheapest 20, 40-pound bag of kibble. We're talking about some good stuff that, you know, costs a little more because it's worth it.
The story behind Blue Buffalo, and it really is intriguing. I mean, they are true pet parents. They're pet owners. They care about their pets. The family that owns Blue Buffalo, the management team that runs it, I mean, their company's been doubling in size for the last 6 to 8 years. They're all true pet parents. And you know what? It couldn't have been a better fit. We're excited to have Blue Buffalo. And again, the fact that they're not just, you know, sponsoring Doc Dogs as a whole, mm-hmm. but the fact that they're looking to reach out and touch the competitors and the community of Doc Dogs is pretty unique.
And Grant, are there any restrictions as far as geographical area or anything on this contest?
Right now we're gonna vet everybody from the United States and Canada. We're not reaching out into Australia or into the UK right now, but those talks are already on the table.
Okay, all right. And real quick again, so the form is available. You download it, I assume, and
yeah, you can get it through the Doc Dogs website or Doc Dogs Facebook, and it's an automated form. BK and his IT wizardy is put it, it's all online, and you can attach your resume and your pictures and your one-sheeter. Convince Blue Buffalo management team or marketing team why you would be a good ambassador. And it truly is an ambassador program.
Excellent. Excellent. That is very exciting. That's big news. Man, that's a lot of money. Kudos to you and Blue Buffalo, you know, putting that out there and helping out some of these teams. And I like the system, the way it's going about, because you're going to look at it and you're going to see who are, just like you said, the true ambassadors. And you know that they'll be great ambassadors for Doc Dogs also. So it's a win-win situation.
you know it's going to be funny, Jim. I envision, you know, you're going to see Blue Buffalo featuring these dogs on their website and in their TV commercials and their print. It's going to grow. It's inevitable. That's where it's going to go. But what would be really exciting for me is seeing the Blue Buffalo ambassador team at World Championships.
Oh yeah.
How many of those 10 teams will be making it to Worlds, and will they all have that camaraderie? Will they all be, you know? I see that kind of a. It's going to be a pretty energized environment for all of those guys. Even when there's one or two of them at an event, it's going to be pretty cool.
That is going to be so cool. Well, one other thing I just want to talk about real quick. You know, we talked a little bit about regionals and like the Eastern Canadian Regional, which that sounds like it's going to be a great place. Camping, jumping your dogs, nice warm sunny day up there in Canada, we hope.
With a campfire.
And the campfire, right. Fantastic.
What's the date of that one? Do you guys remember the
date? That's mid-July, July 26th. Through the 28th, something like that, or 29th. So yeah, in Bowmanville, Ontario. Pretty soon, coming up the end of March, is the first regional championships of the season. In
big event
Fort Myers.
For everybody.
Yeah.
I hear there's a lot of people traveling south. Regional championships are regional championships. One of the direct ways to get to Worlds. Club title or national title, doesn't matter. That's how you get in.
Sure, and then, sounds like a good way to get out of this cold weather.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm over it. But then you got dueling dogs. You know, we got Scott Heaton and Bob Dwyer running that event down there. So from what I understand, a lot of people are looking at dueling dogs with a keen eye. It's going to be pretty cool.
I can't wait to see the actual very first real competition. You know, everything that was done at Worlds was really kind of more for the show, even though, you know, the competitors were competing. They were having fun, and it was exciting.
It was all piloted there, and we've worked out some bugs. We've made some modifications to the program, but the rules are set. They're online, and it's anybody's game. This is my personal opinion. You can have the fastest speed retrieve dog in the world in any one of your divisions, but put another dog beside it, and I think we're going to see a lot of new dogs going way faster after that bumper.
Well, it was very exciting just to see some of the video, and thanks again to those folks for that video clips that they provided from Worlds. If you haven't seen the video, go to the Doc Dogs Facebook page or the website. There's a link to it there. The video actually came up pretty good for just, you know, cell phone camera video and some end shots that I took. I think everybody's pleased with it. But just from some of those we were watching, and we'll see the one dog leaps out much further, but then the other dog on the other lane starts swimming faster, and yeah, it's
the
cool.
One shot. My favorite shot is where somebody was holding their dog back, because it's truly a team sport, and you don't get the false start benefits and all that stuff. If your dog false starts, you don't get to reset it in dueling dogs. But even the dog that like is held back by that half a second or split second runs and jumps and leaps past the dog that's ahead of it, and then the other dog swims. I mean, it's going to be truly an exciting program. And all this at the same time at each regionals, well, all the other stuff's going on. I think the whole energy level at regional championships, and we're going to be in Fort Myers for the first one.
Yeah.
Well, look what we're looking at outside here. We're going to be in Fort Myers, warm, sunny, fun. Even if it's raining, it doesn't matter, but it's going to be awesome.
Yep, it will. Well, thanks once again to both of my special guests, John Shaw, Beach, if you know him by that, from Doc Dogs Canada. Made the trip down here to Ohio in the cold weather, -3 right now. I don't know what that is in Celsius.
You guys promised me it was going to be warm.
It is warm.
You came south. You thought you were getting warm, huh?
I think it's colder down here than back home.
It's warm in the basement here.
And, of course, Grant Reeves, President and CEO of Doc Dogs. Thank you both for joining me. And we'll be talking with you both again soon. And I'm really looking forward to both of those major events we just talked about, the regionals and more.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, thank you very much for Beach and Grant taking out some time to talk with us on the show. Good information and good details. Get online if you haven't already and check out that Blue Buffalo Team Ambassador Program details and get yourself signed up and see if you might be selected one of just 10 Blue Buffalo Team Ambassadors. All right, coming up, I have another great interview. I'm going to be talking with Jesse Dalton from the newly formed Beantown Dock Dogs Club. Jesse seems pretty excited about this club, and it sounds like they're well on their way. We got a little bit of information and learned more about Jesse himself, how he got involved in dock dogs and the things he does with dogs. And I think it's just a great interview. One of Dock Dogs' many affiliate clubs. Dock Dogs has affiliates all over the world, and the affiliates are the regional areas there that work with the Dock Dogs Worldwide program to bring more and more events to local neighborhoods and also get more people involved in the competition, and just a great way to find time to spend time with your dog, get your dog some exercise, and meet other people that are just so involved in the sport. Here's my interview with Jesse Dalton.
This is Radio Dock Dogs.
My guest is Jesse Dalton. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Hi, Jim. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Jesse is the president of the newly formed Beantown Dock Dogs. Congratulations on your new Dock Dogs affiliate club, Jesse.
Oh, thank you. We're excited to get going here in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interest down here. So
I know there has been for years and years. So about what relative area, you know, you said Massachusetts is, you know, is Beantown covering for the most part?
Right now, we're the only club in the state, but we're, you know, we're kind of centralized in Boston. Most of the people that are interested have been kind of on the shore, so we're centralized in Boston. But we don't have any set practice space yet or a home, so we're still looking for that.
Okay, and that is one of the things you mentioned to me, is you're looking to have potentially a practice facility for, for those that don't know, clubs. You know, some of them every weekend, some once a month, maybe once every other month. They like to go out and practice somewhere, get everybody to get together. And a lot of times it's more than just going out and jumping your dogs for practice, but that's the key part of it. Learning techniques, learning from others, getting your dog interested or involved in the sport if it's something new to you, or just practicing. And then, you know, some of them put it together with a little picnic or a social afterwards, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, we have a few places that are interested in becoming sanctioned facilities, which would be great because then we'd have practice plus events in the state.
Yes, obviously fantastic. And we were just talking about that as well before we got started here, about one of the sanctioned facilities where actually the Northeast Regional Championships, July 30th through August 2nd at the Canine Aqua Sports Club. That's one of Dock Dogs' new sanctioned facilities in Millerton, New York. Welcoming them on board should be a great time. Now, have you been to this location?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
The first time I'll be there is the last weekend of May, or the second to last weekend, the 25th. We're doing a seminar. I'm hosting a seminar there with them kind of get some people that are new to the sport to learn some new techniques for dock diving. So it'll be my first time there as well.
Well, that is cool. That's one of the benefits of the sanctioned facilities, is the networking capability that they get through the Dock Dogs community, because there are so many different people involved in Dock Dogs on so many different levels. I mean, there's breeders, there's rescuers, there's trainers, there's other sanctioned facilities, there's people that have product that want to, you know, support and sponsor possibly. So it's a huge network, you know, opportunity for the sanctioned facilities to expand beyond their grounded location there and kind of bring the community in towards them through Dock Dogs. So that's a wonderful thing. Speaking of training, you do some training, right?
I do. I actually work for Sit Meets Sit Massachusetts. I work with Dave Skoletsky.
Well, fantastic. And you are, now is that your full-time job? Is that what you always do? Or?
Yep.
Well, cool. Very cool. Do you have a facility yourself, or you work from your home, or how does that work?
We actually do everything privately. So we work out of our homes, and then we also work one-on-one with owners right at their homes as well.
Okay. And do you just teach, you know, the basic stuff, or do you have it, you know, you do advanced training? Do you do specified training for anything?
Yeah. For the most part, we do basic pet obedience with most of our owners. We'll do some other stuff. Like I'm a CGC evaluator, so I'll do some canine good citizen tests here and there. And, you know, but most of our clients are looking for basic obedience.
Okay, cool. Well, there are a ton of canine good citizen certified dogs out in Dock Dogs. I know that. But for someone like me who really haven't looked into it that much, what are the key things that like my dog would need to know or be able to do to be certified?
Well, basically, it's, you know, it's pretty much just like it sounds. It's being able to have a social dog that can handle different situations and be under control around other people on a leash, be able to hold a sit or a down, be able to approach somebody with a dog without, you know, your dog pulling you over to the other dog, basically being a model citizen from a dog's point of view.
Okay. All right. Sounds pretty straightforward, and I think there's a lot of uncertified dogs and dock dogs that would sound like they would fit that pretty well. A lot of good dog owners out there, let's say, because they do take care of the dogs and train them, and now that might put me on the other end of that spectrum, because I'm not sure that either of my dogs could just walk up to another dog without wanting to check it out or pulling too hard on me. But back to the dock dog stuff. So Beantown, new club, what's your official start date? It's only been months, hasn't it?
Yeah, we started the beginning of the year. So that was our official start. We were getting some stuff together in December, but we were officially a club January 1st.
Awesome, awesome. And so brand spanking new. Membership, I don't imagine it's huge at this point. I'm sure you're working on that, but what are you looking at right now?
Right now we have 10 members, and a couple of those members are actually what we call founding members. Mm-hmm. So we're offering founding memberships for people that want to have a 5-year membership, kind of to kickstart the club a little bit into the first year.
Oh, cool. Well, that's very cool. And are all your members serving on a board in some capacity right now?
No, we have our board with a couple of board members, and then we actually have 10 members outside of that. We did a conditioning seminar to kind of boost some interest into the club and introduce ourselves to people in the area. And we're going to do another one of those shortly.
Cool.
So we've been able to get some interest in the club that way as well.
Cool. Well, very cool. Sounds like things are just rolling along. That's great.
Yeah.
Tell me about your experience in Dock Dogs. What was your very first Dock Dogs event?
So the very first Dock Dogs event I ever did was in 2007. It was in Rockland, Maine. And it was actually a qualifier at the time, and I had no idea what that meant. It was with my dog, Abby.
Okay.
So first time I met Steve Sozio, he made the trip up there as well to qualify.
Cool. Yeah, the Sozio is a great family there. They're a good representative of Dock Dogs as well. How did you do at that event?
We actually did really well. I think Abby came in third.
Wow.
So, yeah, for our first event, I think she did really well.
2007, that's back when there was top 12. And then they took it from there to the top four, if I remember right. Not that it was that long ago, but a lot of things happened from then to now. And you said that let's continue on that path. You have, so you've done a number of events, obviously, since then, and you have a lot of experience. Are there any events that stick out in your head that are special to you or memorable for one reason or another?
Radio Dock Dogs will return after this message.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zoox offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zoox to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zoox Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
We are back. Radio Dock Dogs.
Are there any events that stick out in your head that are special to you or memorable for one reason or another?
Good. Yeah, that first event was huge. Our second event actually was the first time I got to meet Dan Jacobs, which was a really big event for me.
Very cool.
A really great friendship there.
Well, you're just spitting out Hall of Famers' names right and left here.
it's kind of funny because it's that year that I met Dan Jacobs was the same time he told me that if I wanted to be successful, I should get a yellow lab. So, and then he was in the Hall of Fame this year. So.
Right, right, right. And no, you're absolutely right. I mean, yellow labs, I'm partial. I can't deny it. And chocolates and black, actually I like all the dogs, but I'm the lab guy too. And everybody knows that. So, all right. So you met Dan Jacobs. What about like big jumps or big qualifying? Any events like that really stood out?
Yeah. Well, the two rock conducts that we had, I was actually fortunate to be a big part of, and those events are really special to me also because a lot of competitors from around the country and even Mike came down from Canada. And yeah. A lot of people got together for a great cause, and it was really great for myself. Being one of the people that put it together, I know it was great for Dave, but it was great to see the support that the Doc Dogs community provided for that kind of an event and the amount of money that they were able to raise for something like Go Team 21.
Absolutely, and that's always been one of the things about the Doc Dogs community. They'll rally around a lot of those causes, the Bark Foundation, Chase Away Canine Cancer, Team 21, you know, all good causes. What about as far as just a beautiful event? Anything like that stick out, one of your events you went to? Just something that maybe you pulled up and you're like, wow, this is awesome, or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, we went to Care a Lot one year, and that was a pretty cool event for people that have been there. It was, you know, I think that's actually the first event I met you guys.
Very possibly, yeah. Care a Lot, a long-running event for Doc Dogs, happening again this year. What about your dogs? Tell me about your dogs. You have, you said you have five?
Yep, I have five that compete, and then one who he just doesn't have the interest to compete, but he's a nice dog. He loves seeing everybody, so.
The team mascot, cheerleader, right.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me a little bit about them and what, you know, what their specialties are, how well they've done, and the disciplines, who does Iron Dog, who doesn't.
Well, four out of five of them have done Iron Dog, and they actually, all four of those guys have been invited to the World Championships a number of times.
Cool.
And the fifth one is, she's a puppy, she just turned a year, but she held her own last season. And, you know, right now, I think our best jumping dog is Tahoe, our yellow lab. So he was, last year, he was actually the number one yellow lab in the world, which was pretty cool for me.
So Dan Jacobs was right.
Yeah, absolutely was.
Well, that is cool. And your other dogs, are they all labs, or do you have mixed breeds? Are there rescues? Are they, you know, what do you got?
Well, I have four rescues. I have three of my dogs are Belgian Malinois. I have Tahoe, who's a yellow lab. Molly's a German short hair pointer, and then Abby, the dog that got me started into Doc Dogs, is a mix. She's a pointer lab mix.
Cool.
Yeah. So four out of six of them are rescue dogs.
And of them all, who's your biggest jumper and what was their biggest jump?
So Tahoe's my biggest jumper, and his biggest jump ever was a 27.6.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And then is that your same EV dog? Or are they all excel differently?
Yeah, they all do really well. Tahoe definitely has the highest EV. His best is 7.4.
Wow.
But my little German short hair pointer, who's 40 pounds, her best is 6.8. And to me, that's pretty impressive.
That is impressive. And then what about speed retrieve? How do they do in that?
They all kind of vary. Tahoe, again, he's got the best. His average last year, I think, was a 6.1 or a 6.2. Molly, my pointer, does a high 6. Beckett does a low 7, and Abby, it kind of depends on her day. When she was competing heavily when we first started, she'd have days where she was at 10 seconds and days where she was in the low 6s.
Well, yeah, I got one like that. Does whatever she wants. Regional championships are going to be coming up, and so it sounds like you have a lot of great dogs there. It sounds like you might be hogging some of the finals there and getting some invitations again this year. But that's great. That's what it's all about, the competition. With the new division in speed retrieve, does that fit any? Well, maybe the last one you told me about, Molly, did you say?
Yeah, Molly and Tahoe, too, because he hasn't broken 6 seconds yet, but he's in the low 6 seconds, so I think he'll be very competitive in the new discipline or the new category.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's cool. What about dueling dogs? Any thoughts on that? Is that something you want to try, or not for you? Or
yeah, no, I'm very excited. Tahoe actually has a couple of puppies out there in the Doc Dogs world, and I'm excited to see how he matches up against some of them. I know Vicky's dog Reason is one of Tahoe's daughters, and I'm excited to see those two battle it out in dueling dogs. That'll be fun to watch.
That would be fun to watch. You know, you just brought that up. That never crossed my mind that there would be sibling rivalry in dueling dogs. That could be kind of cool. You know, moms versus dad dogs, and who knows what else. There's a lot of little games within the game that can make it very interesting and very cool. And, you know, former champion versus current champion, this and that. So, very cool. Yeah, Well, you brought up a good point there. That's just more things to look forward to in that discipline.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that this year.
Beyond all of the Doc Dog stuff and like that, when you're not doing dock dogs and you're not dog training, what else do you do with your dogs? Anything else? Do you do any other type of things, you know, fly ball, anything like that?
You know, we've done a couple of fly ball practices. We've never really gotten that serious into it, although a few people tell me it helps out in other sports. But I also do some of the, you know, frisbee competitions type stuff. Well, when my shoulder's not injured.
Okay, yeah. You're going to need a good shoulder for that, absolutely. Okay, so again, Jesse, tell me about the sanctioned facility. Obviously, we already talked about where there's going to be the Northeast Regional Championships, which is one of the roads to Worlds. Tell me a little bit more about that facility. You've been in contact with them.
Toby is definitely motivated to do a great job this year. I know that that's going to be Hudson Valley's home for Hudson Valley Dock Dogs. And she's offered it to us for some practice for those of us that, you know, the members that want to make the trip out there. It's about a 2-hour trip for us. And like I said, I'm doing a seminar for those guys for newbies May 25th to hopefully get some interest and get some people going there. So hopefully they have a great year. I know Hudson Valley has a brand new board, and I think that they're set up to have a great year. So I think it'll be really, really great addition up here in the Northeast.
Yeah, that is very cool. Very cool. Well, we're really looking forward to that. Looking forward to the Northeast Regionals, getting some more dogs qualified for the World Championships in Dubuque, Iowa this fall. And looking forward to seeing Beantown Dock Dog grow and grow and become, you know, one of Dock Dog's top affiliates. Like, it sounds like you're well on your way. So, once again, the Northeast Regionals is the Canine Aqua Sports Club in Millerton, New York, July 30th through August 2nd. That is your Northeast Regionals for all the Dock Doggers out there. All right, Jesse, thanks a lot for all your time. I really appreciate it. I'm glad we got to talk and have this conversation, get a little bit more information out there about Beantown Dock Dogs.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. And hopefully I'll see you soon.
Yep, hopefully so. Take care.
Radio Dock Dogs. Radio Dogs.
Well, thanks again to Jesse for taking the time out to talk with me. You know, we had planned to try to get together and talk a couple different times, and he's just got such a busy schedule there. He's keeping busy, and that's good. But I know it was kind of rough for him, so I really appreciate that, Jesse, you taking some time to talk with us. And also, my earlier guest, Grant Beach, giving us some information on that Blue Buffalo Team Ambassador Program. And don't forget about the Spring Forward 20% off credit sale at Dock Dogs. That is going to be this Sunday only. You can download the form. The form should be emailed to you if Dock Dogs already has your email address, or you can download it, like I said, online from the Dock Dogs website or Facebook page, but this Sunday only, and not before and not after. In honor of us moving the clocks forward and getting a little closer to spring, it's the Spring Forward 20% off Dock Dogs credit sale. Get that form, fill it out, have it ready, and then email it to the address that's on the form on Sunday, and you will be eligible for that credit discount. Great way to save some money. Thanks to everyone once again. Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Radio Dock Dogs. I hope you enjoyed the show. Whatever you're doing this weekend, maybe you're over there in Harrisburg or you're out there in Spring, Texas, I hope you have a great time. Please, please, please be safe. Have fun with your doggies. Give them a big hug, a big wet shake off for you. They'll give you back. And I will see you on the dock.
Radio Dock Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2015.
Radio Dock Dogs.